of his faithfulness. Sing unto the one who gives us life.
Of Overflow Ministries radio broadcast. I'm Cindy Lucas, founder of Overflow Ministries. I want to talk to you today about something that God has been dealing with me personally about, and it's unbelief. Now, I know that may sound crazy to you, but you know, all of us have some unbelief that is wedged in our heart somewhere. And God has just been showing me in the last few days that we have to be willing to get rid of all the unbelief so that His faith can operate fully through our lives. I don't know of anyone that hasn't been through some kind of trial in the last several months. 2008 was an extremely difficult year for me and for our family. We went through several experiences that we never dreamed we would have to deal with. Our youngest son went through a divorce, and we had to step in and help him take care of his then 8-month-old daughter. Then we discovered a few months later that our middle son had some major substance abuse issues, so we had to help him deal with those things. Not only did our children have things we had to help them deal with, I had some health issues and had to have some surgery myself. And like most people in America, our finances took a downturn too. And last but not least, my mother became quite sick at the end of the year and passed away unexpectedly the day after Thanksgiving. Now, I am so thankful for God's faithfulness, but to be honest, I was glad to see 2008 come to an end. By the time Christmas of 2008 rolled around, I was just about at my wit's end. The circumstances in our life didn't look very good, and I wasn't sure if I even wanted to continue in ministry or not. I was ready to quit and give up. Then on January 1st, while I was praying, the Lord dropped the words, "Yet will I praise you," into my spirit. I knew that those words were not just a passage of Scripture. They were God's word for me. I grabbed my Bible and began searching and finally found them in Habakkuk 3. The prophet Habakkuk said in chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, that no matter what happened, no matter what was going on in his life, he would praise God because he knew that God would walk him through those hard times and that he would be his invincible army. Suddenly, all of the despair and depression that I had been feeling lifted from my shoulders. I didn't know how and I didn't know when, but I knew that God was letting me know that if I would praise him and not give up, he would get me to the other side of this mess. Looking back on that time, I now can see that God was actually strengthening me so that I could deal with some of the new issues that he knew I would face this year. Psalms 23 says that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear because God is with us. That sounds great when you're reading it in Sunday school. It takes on a whole new meaning when you're in the middle of a deep, dark valley. Unfortunately, we have a very real enemy who is constantly working to cause us to doubt God and his goodness. In Ephesians 6, Paul reminds us that it's not people that we are fighting with, although it sure does seem like it at times. We are actually in a war with Satan and all of his principalities and demons. Satan is at work in the world to kill, steal, and destroy our faith in God. Even when we have great faith, Satan hopes that if he can plant just a few seeds of doubt and fear in us, that we will get into agreement with those things, and a mixture of fear and faith will start growing together in us. God wants us to know beyond a shadow of any doubt that he is our shepherd, and he will never leave, and he will never forsake us.
I'm not alone. When the Lord is
didn't realize last year is that not only did I need to have faith and praise God, I also needed to recognize that unbelief was working against me. You see, unfortunately, we have a very real enemy that works against us. There is a story in the Bible that confirms that we can have both fear and faith operating within us. In Mark 9, a man brought his son to Jesus' disciples for them to heal him. The boy had a demon that caused him to foam at the mouth and even throw himself into fires. After dealing with some of my own children's antics, I understand this father's desperation. The disciples weren't able to deliver the boy, so the father took him to Jesus. Jesus told the man that if he could believe, all things were possible. The father's reply was, "I do believe, but help my unbelief." The word used for help here actually means to relieve. This man knew that if any unbelief was in him, that it could hinder his son's healing. So rather than sugarcoat it and make excuses, the father asked Jesus to relieve him of any unbelief that was in him. I've been pondering this passage for several days, and God has revealed a very basic but often overlooked truth to me. While I can have great faith for many things and know the truth from God's word, unbelief, even a little, can negate my faith. I have been absolutely astounded at the areas that God has revealed to me that the devil has managed to grow a decent crop of unbelief in my life. Jesus said in Matthew 21:21, that if we had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, and did not doubt, we could say to the mountain to move, and they would move. Notice the phrase, "and did not doubt." And is a conjunction that joins two thoughts together. When unbelief joins our faith, it literally negates it. A little faith with no doubt is greater than a lot of faith with a little doubt. It's a spiritual principle that God has put into place to teach us how to recognize the mixture of doubt, fear, and unbelief that seek to weaken and destroy our faith. I remember reading a story about a father who was trying to teach his teenage children the importance of not following the crowd. They were wanting to go to see a particular movie that the father didn't approve of. The children pleaded with him to let them go. Their argument was that while the movie did have a little violence and a little bad language and a little sexual content, overall, it wasn't a bad movie. Rather than reason with the children, the father made a batch of their favorite brownies and invited them to eat as many as their hearts desire. But before taking the first bite, he informed the children that he had added a special ingredient to this batch of brownies. When the children asked what it was, he told them that it was just a little and that they probably wouldn't even be able to taste this new ingredient. The children were intrigued, but they knew their father was up to something, so they questioned him further. This time, the father revealed that he had added a small amount of dog feces to the brownie mix, but he assured them again, it was just a little. Immediately, the children threw the brownies back into the pan and pushed it away from them. They wanted nothing to do with this batch of what appeared to be delicious brownies. In the same way, God wants us to recognize the evil of unbelief that is trying to work its way into us all the time. He wants us to engage with Him and His Word and develop the gift of discernment of spirits so that we can know when there are things that are not of God that are at work in and around us.
Spirit.
Another time when Jesus himself couldn't perform miracles because of the townspeople's unbelief. It's amazing that Jesus could travel all over and do so many great things, but in his own hometown where people knew him and were familiar with him, he couldn't do much at all. Jesus' inability to do miracles wasn't because he didn't have the power. Jesus could do no mighty work there because of their unbelief. It's amazing to think that we can hinder the work of God, but according to this passage of Scripture and several others, our unbelief can do just that. Unbelief is a dangerous sin because it comes directly from the enemy. If not discerned and cut away, the sin of unbelief will eventually work its way through our entire belief system. According to Ephesians 3:20, God wants us to know and believe that he is able to do more than we can imagine. But if our imagination is limited by unbelief, then the power that works in us is going to be significantly limited. Unbelief is the offspring of Satan, and it reproduces fear, doubt, anxiety, and timidity within us. God doesn't give us the spirit of fear. Satan does. God doesn't want us to be anxious, upset, or worried, but Satan does. God doesn't want us to doubt his faithfulness, his love, and his mercy for us, but Satan certainly does. Unbelief is like a virus. It waits for just the right time to invade and take over our mind. Part of the reason we don't recognize this nasty plague is because we do operate in some faith. The man that came to Jesus' disciples to have his son delivered from the spirit that was attacking him admitted he did have faith. His problem was that along with his faith, he also had unbelief. Thank goodness he was smart enough to realize that if faith was required to free his son, all unbelief had to go. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Paul also tells us in another passage that anything that is not of faith is sin. Since unbelief is the exact opposite of faith, unbelief is a huge problem. We must be on guard against Satan's schemes and not allow a spirit of fear or unbelief to rule our lives. God wants to do more in and through our lives than we can even hope or think, but it's according to the power of our faith that works in us. If you've been struggling with doubt, fear, and anxious thoughts, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the areas in your heart that have been infiltrated with unbelief. Ask the Lord to create in you a clean heart and renew in you a right spirit of faith. Give yourself fully to the Lord so that any and all unbelief can be uprooted and cast out of you. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. It is the truth that sets us free from all unbelief. The heart of Overflow Ministries is to help people realize that God has a great plan for their lives. The music that I have recorded over the years is one of the ways that God has given me to be a voice of inspiration and encouragement to people. During the months of November and December, we are offering all of our music CDs, which includes our Christmas CD, for only $12, and that includes tax and shipping. Visit www.CINDELUCAS.com to take advantage of this special. And if you're interested in having us come and do a program of music and ministry for your church or group, give us a call at 931-766-2536. Until next time, may the love of God overflow in your life.
Thanks for tuning in today. We hope you've been encouraged and uplifted by today's message. Be sure to visit www.CindyLucas.com to learn more about Overflow Ministries. That website again is www.CindyLucas.com. And while you're there, you can download free MP3s, read Cindy's testimony, order music CDs, send prayer requests, and make contributions to support this ministry. If you would like to invite Cindy to come to your church, conference, or other ministry event, please contact her at 931-766-2536. That number again is 931-766-2536. Until next time, may the peace of God overflow in your life.